Blue Moon, New Orleans Stamp Fest, exhibiting tons of numismatic and philatelic material. Friday, February 11th, 10 to 6, Saturday, February 12th, 10 to 4, at the Wyndham Gardens Hotel, 6401 Veterans Boulevard, Metairie, I-10, exit 225. Free parking, free admission, hourly door prizes, spots above Crescent City Stamp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5219.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up.
It's time to join Hawk and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Hawk and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Hawk and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Huck.
And I'm Dave.
And we are excited to be broadcasting on another Thursday. We made it another week.
Yes, we did.
All right. So we're going to get going. I know we have our Micah Murphy on the line. Let's get started with Micah. Micah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
We're good. We made it to another Thursday.
We did. I have an awesome story I want to tell really quick that's going to be really encouraging for some people. I was watching a documentary, and this wasn't like something new. This was like 30 years old, and it was done by some Christians. And they were looking for the Mount Sinai, because most people think it's on the Sinai Peninsula. But they were doing their research, and it actually isn't.
Right.
And they kept reading this verse that it says that they came out of Egypt, Well, Egypt still militarily occupied the Sinai Peninsula at the time. Mm-hmm. And so what it did, what they did actually was they came down and these people were walking and they found, this is on Netflix, by the way, I think it's called The Real Mount Sinai, and they found, or it's on Amazon, and they found the 70 palm trees the Bible talks about. They found the springs of Elim where the water was coming up. They saw the rock that split open, and it filled up a giant God-made basin for 2 million people to drink. Like, it just went. You can see the rocks right at the bottom are different. They're not chiseled and hard like the other rocks. They're smooth where the water was gushing out. But the coolest thing is whenever they're up against the Red Sea, this is where it gets good. There's this one point in the Red Sea that even to this day, if you look at it at this one point, you can actually at one see land coming up at different points in this one straight trajectory. So when God opened up the Red Sea, like, they didn't have to go 20 or 30 yards down. There was actually a pathway already under the water God had created that they could not see. And when the water split, it split right there, and they went straight across on dry land, and then it came back in. And God has a pathway that you cannot see already formed. And I'm telling you, that's exciting. And literally, they took pictures, and you can see on that part of the Red Sea, there's even times where it's sea, and then if it's low, you can see where it comes up, and there's like a little piece of land out there.
I know you can't see this, but I have a big smile on my face.
I mean, is that not awesome?
It's very cool. God, I totally was smiling the minute you said that.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine all the elderly people and the cattle having to go way down this like cliff God had it just straight right there.
My mind went like 100 different directions when you said that. Like, man, there's so many things going on in so many different directions. And oh, so yeah. I'm going, okay, God, you already have a path laid out for me. Thank you.
Yeah,
in this direction, this one, on this topic.
This wasn't done by like the History Channel. It was done by two Christians who had the time and the money to do it. And literally, if you have Amazon or just somehow, it's The Real Mount Sinai. It's like a 45 documentary.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, and thank you so much. The Lord bless you. That did bless my heart. We appreciate you, and we'll see you. We'll hear from you next week. All right? Thank you, Micah.
All right.
Micah with Sons of God. So how are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing fabulous, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. What do we have going on?
Well, you know, I did something unusual today. Our friend Anthony had died, and we had his memorial service last weekend. So I got to thinking, as a gesture of care for the family, you know, to make prepaid arrangements. All right. So I went and made prepaid arrangements for cremation. And it was so funny. If you pay an extra $500, they will come get your body from anywhere in the world. Okay. Which is pretty good because it's going to cost thousands of dollars. But the guy, when I was signing the form, said, now, if we can't find your body, then your survivor gets that money back. I said, oh, cool. I plan to go over to Africa again, and I'm going to tell him, if a lion starts eating me, don't stop him. Don't let him find the body so my wife gets $500 more. That would be pretty good.
You always make me laugh.
Anyway, so do we have time for a little COVID stuff?
I think so.
Okay. If you go to LibertyLockdown.live, click on the More tab, you'll see Mr. Prentice's statistics. And the positive test rate throughout Louisiana has absolutely plummeted. So look for Louisiana, look for Orleans, look for Jefferson, and you'll see, oh, it's so far down now. I don't know if anybody still has any kind of a mask mandate around. Schools still do, but they need to drop that. That's ridiculous. Now, the deaths,
I think it's coming soon.
Yeah, they lag a little bit behind the positive tests. So the deaths never have gone up that high. It's like, you know, 0.5 of a person per 100,000 people or, you know, really small number. So on the graph, you say, oh, no, look, it went up. Yeah, it didn't go up a whole lot. It just went up to 0.5 a person. So in Louisiana, the present number of average deaths per day attributed to COVID is 0.65 per day, which is one person per 100,000 every, 16 days or something like that. That's not a particularly high rate of death. But the COVID positive tests, I think a few weeks ago when it spiked so much, a lot of it was people were just freaking out. I had to go get a medical test done for something else, and there was just lines of people waiting to get a COVID test. Well, the more people get a COVID test, the more people are going to come out positive. You know, test 100,000 people three times versus test 10,000 people one time. So that peak that was so high a few weeks ago, I don't think that was valid. But regardless, the numbers are way back down again.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So where do they go to see these stats?
You could either go to MrPrentice.com or probably we'll plug our own website. It's LibertyOrLockdown.live, and there's a tab on there that says More. You click on that, and you'll see Mr. Prentice's statistics. And also on the same page of Liberty or Lockdown, move down a little ways, and you'll see the show notes and links. So some of the things we've been talking about and will continue to talk about, well, I figured out a way to put the links on there. So you'll be able to go directly to those things, to the source. Like last week I mentioned a study by Johns Hopkins University. You can go right to the source of that. And today, some of the things we'll talk about, you can go right to the source. So all of that is from our website, libertyorlockdown.live.
Right. So if you're driving and you can't remember what we're talking about, you can always remember libertyorlockdown.live.
Yep.
And then go to that More tab, and you'll see the sources of the links if you want to go back and reread or, you know, research it yourself. Yes?
Yes.
Yes, so that's good news. And COVID is plummeting, and we need to be freed from all of these mandatory vaccine mandates.
Of course, you know, one of two things is going to happen. either Joe Biden is going to say, you know, people are awful mad at me and I don't want them to be mad before the election, so I'll drop all mandates, or else he'll try to generate another new crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Right. Well, you know, the election's coming up, so he's got to look good for the 2022. So, all right. Well, this is Liberty or a Lockdown. I'm Huck.
And Dave.
And we'll be right back.
Made in America. He loves his wife and sees that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says, every day is Independence Day. She's golden rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the Pledge of Allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back. It says,
some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up, New Orleans, on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Hey, Jeff, do you know what day's coming up?
Yes, meaning Mardi Gras.
No.
President's Day.
No.
What's coming up?
It's Valentine's Day. It's one of the most forgotten holidays of the year. But don't let that happen to you.
No, folks, and we've got somebody that can help you, and that's Crazy Clay. His treats are outstanding. You can check out all the goodies at 1800 Dickory Avenue in Harahan or the West Bank Grill at 812 West Bank Expressway in Westwego.
What kind of gifts does he have?
He's got good stuff. Chocolate-covered strawberries at $30 a dozen. Chocolate-covered pretzels. He's got gift baskets. He can create your own gift. He's got teddy bears.
Sign me up for some chocolate-covered strawberries.
And Crazy Clay can sign you up for all kind of goodies. Now, if you can't make it to one of the locations, give Clay a call at 504-434-8614 or visit crazyclays.com. Don't be a loser this Valentine's Day.
Can't wait to see what I'm going to get.
And now, an important message from Steve Harvey.
This pandemic isn't over yet. We got the vaccines. I got mine. You might have yours. But listen to this. Don't think just because you got the vaccine that you could just go crazy. Follow the current safety guidelines. I know the mask is hot, but you know what's hotter than these masks? Staying healthy. That's pretty fly, if you ask me. Let's unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
So will I stand up and do something now, or sit and watch my TV?
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Dave, what were you just saying to me about science?
Well, people keep telling you, follow the science.
Yes, they do.
If you follow the science, there's no such thing as science. The way science makes progress is by questioning everything. In my physics classes, I used to tell my students there's nothing that's beyond question. You can question gravity.
Yeah.
Why does gravity exist? What is it really all about? But yet what you're told by Dr. Fauci and others is follow the science. That is, don't you dare ask questions. Well, you have to ask questions. If you don't, science stops.
You're racist for asking questions.
I must be.
All right. Well, we have a caller on the line right now. Her name is Amber. Amber, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. I had a great conversation with Amber today on the phone, and I wanted to bring her in so we could talk about redistricting. So let's go there.
Well, I am fresh from the Capitol. Matter of fact, I am in my car just leaving. Mind you, they were around an hour, probably more late, starting in chamber, and still fussing at each other. And I must say, between both parties.
That's right.
And that's honestly what it is. You have the Democrats honestly doing what they're told to do. And they're doing it well. And they're doing it with their party, testifying at committees. And it's showing that maybe as Republicans, we are not unified as we should be.
Well, we know that to be true already.
And we've always known that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, at this crucial moment, where now we're looking at lawsuits and the dispute that who hired what lawyer for what, and who wants this district and who wants that district, and now Republicans cannot even agree with the speaker's bill because he is even taking from their district. Then it causes a regular Republican like me to even think that it's rules for thee and not for me.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Republicans, so I can't agree with the House Republican, Clay Schexnider, because I know that he's a rhino.
And yes.
So it's hard for, you know, a real, true Republican to agree with a Democrat with an R behind their name.
Hmm. Of course.
Yeah. So we have a lot of rhinos. See, this goes back to the rhinos sitting in the seats of Republicans. So we can't get anything done because they're occupying where we need good Republicans sitting in those seats. Think if we had a good Republican, a real Republican, had the values of a true Republican sitting in those seats instead of the values of a socialist Democrat.
And it's truly sad that this session only has a limit of 20 days. And yet, we're bickering with each other, and we cannot get anything done to even talk about the future of this state.
The timing of the redistricting, what do you think about that?
I'm sorry?
The timing of the redistricting, what do you think about that?
Well, we have to go back to when the census was conducted. We are in this situation is because the Democrats can spend millions, probably even billions, getting people to actually do it. They sent canvassers out. They sent people out to make sure their people, the people of color, whoever they needed, to do the census to give them their number.
Mm-hmm.
When have you ever seen a canvasser out from the Republicans to make sure people did their census?
True.
When? No, never. Republicans do not fill out their census. And yes, I get there was some hysteria about it in 2020. But now look at our situation where we see a decline in population in the north, an increase in the south, and majority areas where we never thought an urban growth can even happen. And virtually an urban growth did not happen.
Right.
But it's the amount of people who actually did their census. So this goes to show you, we do not prioritize things that should be at home. If we see groups protesting at Bessie meetings, now the actual protest is who can sit on the Bessie committee.
Wow.
The actual protest is who can sit on the Supreme Court.
And then they're calling parents terrorists, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
They're calling parents terrorists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. Now where it actually matters, where they're changing the makeup of Bessie, something that will be litigated in court, and most likely anything that passes at session will be vetoed by the governor.
Yeah.
Where are the parents who are protesting? Who is organizing that?
Yeah.
It's so many questions that we need to ask ourselves. And for me as a Republican, I can't fault the Democrats. If they want to have their busloads of people, That's fine. But where are the Republicans, those who claim to stand up for America, are conservatives who protested at Bessie? Where are those who were willing to walk the streets for any other campaign? We need them in numbers to show up at the Capitol and to protest so we can have the next 10 years of actually having a successful Louisiana.
That's right.
Because what we're seeing now can change the makeup of Louisiana for at least a decade.
Mm-hmm. So if any of our listeners are interested in being a part of any of this, you can email us at wrcno2016@gmail.com. That's wrcno2016@gmail.com. Or you can email us at huck@wgso.com. And we will connect you to the right people to get involved, to head to that Capitol and get you involved. Thank you, Amber, for calling. We appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
You're always welcome to call in. All right. We have Matthew on the line. Real quick, Matthew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know how real quick I can speak.
I can't hear you. You're very echoey and loud.
Okay, I'll try to speak up a little bit. Is that better?
A little better.
Kinda, not really.
Yeah. So she asked, where are the Republicans, the ones who show up at the Bessie meeting, the ones who show up? Race about their kids being forced to wear a mask and critical race theory. Well, they had to go back to work.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
One advantage that the Democrats have over us is we have more people who are in the job, in the labor force,
yeah,
and they can't just go tear off every time something's happening. And most people don't even know what's going on about redistricting. We've stopped watching the local news. Because they figure they're a bunch of liars anyway.
Yes, true. So true.
So the question I have to ask, have you heard about what the reaction of the parents of the Orleans Parish school kids has been towards the mandatory
I haven't heard a single thing about parents reacting to the five-year-olds being forced to be vaccinated since LaToya put that... mandate in force. I do know that there's 100 plaintiffs that are suing Cantrell over the vaccine mandates, I'm one of them, actually.
I'm trying to remember the website.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I will put this on our show links, because there's a group that you can get to. What is nolapoll.com?
That's right.
Go there, and you could volunteer to get involved as a plaintiff also.
Yeah, if it's still available. I think they already filed it, so.
I guess I can write it in Meeker Street. I am really very concerned about what happened with adults and adolescents is bad enough. But
yeah.
I'm concerned about what's going to
happen to these children. Yeah, we're going to pick up on that when we get back. And we have LEL on the line. So when we get back, we're going to talk about a few more things with U.S. immigration and vaccines. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
Ciao.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. House Speaker Clay Schexnayder creates a special 8-person legislative committee to look into the death of Ronald Green, a black man who died in 2019 after he was beaten by state troopers following a high-speed chase that ended in Union Parish. Homer Representative Tanner McGee will chair the panel of 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats. He says it will not be a witch hunt, but he hopes that they can help bring closure to Green's family.
Getting a sense of what did everybody know and when did they know it, I think is really the importance of this committee.
Governor John Bel Edwards says he's made no attempt to impede or interfere with any investigation into Green's death. New Orleans cops shoot and kill a murder suspect during a gun battle. NOPD spokesman Chris Goodley says officers and federal marshals were serving a warrant for a wanted suspect who proved to be armed with a long gun.
They conducted negotiations with the subject for his peaceful surrender. He did not surrender. Our officers opened fire on the suspect. The suspect is now deceased.
It's reported the suspect fired at officers first from an upstairs window. This is news on LRN.
Well, health officials say the Omicron variant is spreading rapidly in the U.S. and in Louisiana.
The Louisiana Department of Health says the Omicron variant is surging in the state.
Most of Louisiana's hospitalizations are unvaccinated.
And we can almost assure that a vaccinated child will not be ill enough with COVID to require hospitalization.
Get vaccinated. Get your booster. Let's give COVID-19 the boot.
Alyssa, I have a big question to ask you.
You do? I can't believe this is happening. You're on one knee.
Alyssa, will you... Hang on. Will you marry me?
Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get your annual flu shot at no cost by visiting ldh.la.gov/fighttheflu. Brought to you by the Louisiana Office of Public Health.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. live on WGSO Radio for a brand new season of In the Paint.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drinking food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit GetAGamePlan.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. So we're real quickly, we are going to talk about VADS. VADS is a vaccine autoimmune deficiency syndrome. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but we do have Dave. He put the link on the More tab under Liberty or Lockdown.
No, it's the go to Liberty or Lockdown and then pull down until you see show notes. And on the show notes, it's a blog, and one of the areas on there will be vaccine acquired immune deficiency, which is VADS. There have been a number of reports that people's immune systems have been damaged or destroyed after the COVID vaccinations. We had one in my church, and then you've had some experience with that too, right?
Yeah.
So
that's right.
This is
we
not,
had a caller.
Apparently, it's not just a one-time thing. So there's a link on there where you can find out more about VADS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency. And, you know, the thing about making five-year-old kids get vaccinated, okay. Adults, sometimes maybe you can require them to undergo a medical procedure, which is what this is. But this is not a really thoroughly vetted thing for little kids. Little kids hardly ever die from COVID anyway. You know, from August through January, there were zero people under 18 in Louisiana who died with a death attributed to COVID, but yet we're requiring all of these shots. And there's been a lot of reporting about health problems caused by the vaccinations in children. So we need to be real careful about this.
Yeah, there are no peer reviews, right?
I don't know.
On rats, maybe, but not on humans.
Yeah, really, it would be tough to do a study like that because you'd have to take a group and have one be the control group where you don't treat them and the other one be the experimental group where you do treat them, and they don't know which is which. So I don't think it would be ethical to do a study like that anyway.
Mm. All right. So go on to the website and you can see that article. It's a little disturbing, but we just want to put things out there so that you can see a different perspective and make your own decision, right? Whether all right, and then we have California Federation cancels an NFRW member. So that'd be the same thing that they did with me, the LFRW, Louisiana Federation of Republican Women, canceling me, Martha Huckabee, because I was calling out the Democrats with R's behind their names, and I guess that's taboo. So we have that. That link's going to be on there as well, which I thought was a very, very interesting article because it's very similar to what happened to the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans here in Louisiana, the oldest club in the Federation, canceled by the Louisiana Federation of Republican Women. But they are still moving forward. The club still meets once a month, and we've gained plenty of members since the Federation canceled us. Isn't that interesting, huh? Isn't that funny how that works out? All right. So you'll be able to go check that out. That's a California Federation canceled culture hit another Republican woman in California. Women's Republican Club of New Orleans luncheon, March 18th, 2022, 11 to 1 at Andrea's Restaurant. You can email WRCNO2016@gmail.com to RSVP. Okay. Former Senator Elbert Guillory announced his candidacy for lieutenant governor. Yay, Elbert Guillory. We really like Elbert Guillory. He's a very good friend of mine, and we will be supporting him in any way we can. Louisiana Treasurer, State Treasurer John Schroeder announced his candidacy for governor. Two great candidates that would definitely contribute to making Louisiana great. Noticed I did not say great again? I want to know. We didn't become 50th in education overnight. It took us decades to get here, right?
Well, I don't know who number 49 is. It might be Mississippi.
Yeah.
But whoever it is, they're going to change their state motto. It's going to say, "Thank God for Louisiana."
All right. So, again, go to www.bayoumamabears.com and donate to that lawsuit against Cantrell. And, Patty, who's the other guy? The doctor?
Jennifer Avegno.
Jennifer Avegno. She's in the lawsuit as well. And let's donate to bayoumamabears.com. You can go to nolapoll.com and see what this is all about.
So if you go to libertyorlockdown.live and click on the show notes and topics, go to the bottom and you'll see we've got to get involved with challenging the mandates in Orleans Parish. That's going to be nolapoll.com. And for the rest of the state, for other areas, that's going to be the Bayou Mama Bears.
And I am a Bayou Mama Bear as well.
So we've got the link already on the website.
All right. So, okay. Well, we have another caller on the line. We're going to continue with our part two on U.S. immigration. We have Eliel Rosa on the phone. Are you there, Eliel?
Hey, Martha. It's good to hear your voice. You're so active today. I'm loving it. I don't want to talk any. I would love to keep listening to you guys.
She's just bouncing off the walls of the studio.
I love that.
Well, I mean, I'm excited, actually. I see some things changing, and I'm really excited. It feels like we're winning a little bit now, don't you think?
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on. This morning, probably you guys saw it. The judge that was the judge of my case in D.C., this morning denied DOJ for the first time. If you didn't see that, you should take a look at that.
Where do we go to look at that? Is that on your website or?
I'm gonna text it to you.
Okay.
No, it's not on my website.
Okay.
But he denied for the first time after a year, he denied DOJ's request to keep secrecy on U.S. Secret Service assignments, because now it is very clear that Kamala Harris and Mike Pence, they were not inside of the Capitol. And he said, no, I'm not. I'm going to deny your request for secrecy because documents and new, leaked documents are showing that none of the others, neither Pence nor Kamala, they were in the Capitol. And all of the accusations, all of the prosecution documents said that their lives were in danger. So there are good things going on. There
wow.
are good things happening. And yeah.
That's interesting.
This is bombastic because it is going to change a lot of the narrative.
Absolutely.
The January 6th riot. You're going to see a turn in the moods of the nation in the coming days. And
so basically Kamala and Pence were not there, but yet it ruined their they were in fear of their lives.
Yeah, that's in my prosecution documents. That is in every single one of the 743 defendants' documents, court documents. The prosecution just wrote it there. Their lives were in danger, not only the lives of senators and representatives, but also the vice president and vice president-elect. So this morning, this was completely, the lid is out.
And that's great news. Judge, thank you for letting us know that.
Yes, I'm going to text you later because this is a big one.
Okay, well, you're hearing it right here. So can I ask, how was it exposed that Kamala and Pence were not in the Capitol?
Did you watch Tucker Carlson last night? Tucker was the one that, I think the one that just informed. Tucker's source was Julie Kelly. Follow Julie Kelly on Twitter. She wrote a book about January 6th, and probably Julie Kelly is the most authoritative source for January 6th and everything that is going on. So follow her, Julie Kelly, on Twitter. But if you take a look at last night's Tucker Carlson tonight, he spoke for almost 10 minutes on that. Where was Kamala Harris and what was she doing? Because they said that she was inside, and now documents prove that she was not there. So
that's excellent. Good news.
Yeah, absolutely good news.
All right. So I know you have some information. I really enjoyed hearing what you were talking about last week about immigration and teaching us more about that. And I know we have some bullet points. Can we hit them quick today?
Yes. I was just talking, you know, I have in front of me right now here on my desk, my working desk, four of the dozens of books on immigration that I have. One is Adios America, How the Left's Plan to Turn Our Country into a Third World Hellhole.
Yes, they do.
The other book is The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration and America First Manifesto. The other one is The Law That Changed the Face of America, the Immigration Nationality Act of 1965. And a lot of Americans should read this book and should read the law that changed and put the American immigration system upside down. And the last one is Why God Hates Open Borders, The Case Against Open Borders from a Kingdom Perspective. This is a Christian leader, a pastor, a black pastor, and he wrote this book. He was a strong supporter of Donald Trump throughout his campaign and then presidency. And this book is just unbelievable because it also, of course, it talks about the spiritual repercussions of borders. Based on what I'm going to bring some...
So, Eliel, hold tight, hold that thought, and you're going to have the whole segment to yourself. We'll be right back.
Ma'am.
This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Make God thy gold refined. Till success.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, we'll visit with Oscar Blue with Real America's Voice. He's at the border, and he'll give us the latest. We'll talk to Chris Holter of the Center for Security Policy, and we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Donna Carol Voss. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 a.m.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Hey, Jeff, do you know what day's coming up?
Yes, Mimi, Mardi Gras.
No.
President's Day.
No.
What's coming up?
It's Valentine's Day. It's one of the most forgotten holidays of the year. But don't let that happen to you.
No, folks, and we've got somebody that can help you, and that's Crazy Clay. His treats are outstanding. You can check out all the goodies at 1800 Dickory Avenue in Harahan or the West Bank Grill at 812 West Bank Expressway in Westwego.
What kind of gifts does he have?
He's got good stuff. Chocolate-covered strawberries at $30 a dozen. Chocolate-covered pretzels. He's got gift baskets. He can create your own gift. He's got teddy bears.
Sign me up for some chocolate-covered strawberries.
And Crazy Clay can sign you up for all kind of goodies. Now, if you can't make it to one of the locations, give Clay a call at 504-434-8614 or visit crazyclays.com. Don't be a loser this Valentine's Day.
Can't wait to see what I'm going to get.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere.
All right, welcome back. Eliel, you there?
I'm here, yes, ma'am.
I'm looking at your website, www.nehemiah220.org, and I love your vision statement. Under the guidance of God of heaven, we will arise and rebuild the founding legacies, rights, and memorials of America. And then your mission statement, we exist to motivate and facilitate the rebuilding of the American Judeo-Christian identity, helping Native and immigrant citizens to become agents of change, responsible for the spiritual and social health of their local community and nation.
That's right. That's the Nehemiah call that we received 12 years ago in Brazil. And again, I think I mentioned that the first time I was in with you, I was on with you guys, that I believe that it was for Africa because my ancestors came from Africa, but the Lord ended up bringing us to America. And I understood that when I was praying one morning, reading Nehemiah chapter 1, and he was sad when the king looked at him and said, "Why are you so sad today?" And he had just received news from his land, right, and that everything was destroyed, and he said, "I want to go back and rebuild it." But then I was asking the Lord, "Lord, you know, if there's a place that needs to be rebuilt, and this is my ancestry, this is Africa." And when I came here, long story short, the Lord just showed me that in Nehemiah chapter 1 and chapter 2 especially, that when you believe in the values of America, when you are in harmony with the principles of the founding fathers of our forefathers, you are a son of the land. This is my land because I am saying yes and amen to the blessings, to the principles, to the laws, and like Ruth, today, what I say, and I said that in front of the judge, this land is my land, this country is my country, the God of this country is my God, so that like Ruth was pledging to follow her daughter, her mother-in-law. So this is pretty much what we do here in America, just bringing that to the attention of both American natives and also immigrants, Martha.
That's right. And I love that. I'm not sure if you knew this, but I was adopted as a young girl, as a baby, into a Spanish family. My mother, there my adopted go. Mother's from Guatemala. She came here when she was in her 20s. And I love the Hispanic culture. It's engraved in me. I lived in Central America and Guatemala until I was about 4 years old. It's my first speaking language. So I have a special place in my heart for the Hispanic community, a very deep, special place in my heart that a Hispanic woman from Guatemala came to America and adopted an American baby and then sent me back to Guatemala to learn Spanish and to come back to America again. And to see what's happening here is disheartening. But yet, I also see some wonderful things happening, too, at the same time.
It is a good time to be living because it is a time of a lot of hard, tough things going on, obstacles, challenges, but we thrive every single time that we have challenges, right?
That's right.
I see that the times in my life that I least grew or developed any skills, talents was when everything was okay, comfortable, everything was, you know, all bills paid, everything was okay, there was no turmoil. But we grow when turmoils come, and this is why I believe Jesus said, in the world you will have afflictions, you will undergo afflictions, but just follow me, follow my footprints, and you're going to overcome it. So I remember when I talk about overcoming obstacles in life, the declaration of a pastor in Houston, if you remember in 2015 when the lesbian mayor of Houston started subpoenaing pastors and censoring their sermons.
I do.
Morning sermons. One of the pastors said, when all the pastors started being aware of that, one of the pastors said, somebody asked him, okay, this mayor has a lot of money. She has a lot of power. She has 15, 20 lawyers with them. What are we going to do? We're not going to win this battle. And he said, I'm not here to win. I'm here to stand. That changed my life in 2015. I mean, more than anything that had happened in my life before, because we're not here to win. The victories come from the Lord at his timing, the way he wants to. All he demands from us is to stand. And this is why I see, you know, how I see you and Dave standing for truth. So our assignment is to stand, and this is what we're doing.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that. Thank you. Any bullet points that we want to talk about on immigration?
Okay, so I just wanted to, as we have just a little time today, I'd like to talk about borders and how we were touching on the subject last week about how the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, starting with the Declaration of Independence, then a Constitution, then a Bill of Rights, but it started way before with the Mayflower Compact, how these four documents are so much ingrained and founded on the Word of God. I remember Trump during the campaign, I think it was a 2020 campaign, it was not on the 16 campaign, that he said, and I'm sure you're going to remember that, he said, heaven has a wall and strict immigration policies, hell has open borders.
That's right.
So I remember that many people laughed a lot about that, but that's exactly what, you know, what the way we Christians should see it. And I was on my radio program here locally about immigration last week, and I said, well, I have to tell the listeners that I agreed with Joe Biden and Pelosi for the first time ever in my life. And I read two statements. One of them was, Americans should care about borders because borders matter, because it goes to a very fundamental principle of all nations, which is all our borders should be inviolate, that our sovereignty should be respected. This was Joe Biden, and Nancy Pelosi said that the bill that she was crafting was devoted to ensuring sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity. And everybody was like, what? They didn't write that. And I said, yeah, they did write that, but about Ukraine.
Exactly.
Not America.
Exactly. I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah. So, they know the importance of territorial integrity, and they know that that is exactly what they are not doing here in America. So I would like just to say that according to the Bible-based U.S. Constitution, the document that rules the country and the nation, number one, a national sovereignty must exist. It means that the Bible teaches us, and the founding fathers understood that there is a right. Any country in the world has a right to determine the grounds and the conditions for admitting borders, number one, and number two, foreigners into the jurisdiction. Number two, immigration policies should prioritize citizens, not non-citizens. And number three, and I'm talking about, you know, the Bible-based U.S. Constitution, number three, implications for foreign lawbreakers should include the prerogative of punishment or expulsion. And this is something that we see in many texts of the Bible that I could quote here, you know, a lot of them. But I'm just going to fix today to focus on what God thinks when he established borders. Everybody remembers, what's his name? John Lennon's, remember? The song Imagine.
Imagine there's no country.
Imagine there's no country. David's voice is much better than mine. imagine there's no country.
Yeah, so 56 seconds.
There you go. So there are three verses here in Deuteronomy, in Proverbs, and in the book of Acts that talk specifically about boundaries. And it is something that we can elaborate more next week. So it's always an honor to be with you guys. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity, Martha.
And we are grateful for you. And keep that thought for next week. We'll pick up right where you left off. This is Liberty or Lockdown. And we ask that you get on our website and let people know about us and share.
LibertyOrLockdown.live.
The Lord bless y'all. Have a good day.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, And the black baby, by his DNA, is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Bark, 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 bark. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old balls down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Listen to me, Eric Schein, your host on Maritime Matters on WGSO AM 990 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays at 7 p.m. in New Orleans.
For the best in politics and news of the day, catch Jeff Cruere and call in Monday through Friday from 7 to 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.